Alaska is headed toward an unusually competitive primary in just over 3 weeks, and that competition is mostly within the Republican Party. To understand what may be driving this, Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman is here. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Casey.
Let's start at the top of the ticket. What's going on there?
Both of the competitive primaries for governor and lieutenant governor are in the Republican Party. There are 7 Republican candidates running to be governor and 6 from the party running to be lieutenant governor. Most of the attention right now is focused on the leading candidates for governor. That's former Wasilla Senator Mike Dunleavy and former lieutenant governor Mead Treadwell of Anchorage. Dunleavy has built up a lead, according to polls. Treadwell is trying to make up ground, arguing that he's better qualified. There could have been a primary on the Democratic side, but independent Governor Bill Walker decided to file directly for the general election. That leaves Mark Begich to be the Democratic candidate, and a major issue to watch in the fall is whether the competition between Walker and Begich increases the chances for the Republican primary winner.
Moving on to the legislature, how competitive are those elections?
There are 109 primary candidates running for seats in the House, and that's the highest number since 1996. 24 of the 29 competitive primaries between the Senate and the House are between Republicans. I talked with Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock about what's causing the interest. He gave 2 reasons. One is the fact that the House had a Democratic speaker for the first time in 24 years. Here's Babcock.
There's a lot of interest and excitement in taking the House back, and that's generated candidates.
He says the second reason is debates within the Republican Party. That's happened on whether to focus on repealing the 2016 law, which is known as Senate Bill 91. That, of course, overhauled the state's criminal justice system. And there's also been a debate on whether to restore permanent fund dividends to the amount set by the formula that was used until 2016. The Alaska Republican Party has voted to take the position that dividends should be restored to the full amount.
What other reasons could be driving the competitive primaries?
I asked Babcock about whether candidates are concerned about the extraordinary number of days the legislature has been in session. Last year was a record high. He said the long sessions actually discourage some candidates from running because they don't want to spend so much of the year in session. But he said it may have motivated others to run with the goal of working to end the session sooner.
So what are the potential bigger picture implications of this primary?
Well, it could have the result of reducing the size of the House majority coalition even before we get to the general election. That's because 2 Republicans who joined the House majority are facing challengers who plan to caucus with the Republican Party. Representative Louise Stutes in Kodiak is facing challenger Richard Walker, and Representative Gabrielle Ledoux in Anchorage faces challenger Aaron Weaver.
Are there any other specific primary races that stand out as particularly noteworthy?
In the Senate, there's a lot of interest in the Republican primary for the district based in Eagle River, where Anna McKinnon is stepping down. 2 House members, Dan Sadler and Laura Reinbold, are competing to move up to replace her. And that's created 2 competitive House primaries to replace them. On the Democratic side, the most competitive primaries may be in the districts that represent downtown Anchorage to replace Les Guerra and downtown Juneau to replace Sam Keto III.
All right. Well, Andrew, thanks for the update.
You're welcome, Casey.
Alaska Public Media will have more stories focusing on the competitive races before primary day on August 21st. Andrew Kitchenman is the Capitol reporter for KTOO and Alaska Public Media.